Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Fair Deal scheme came up on the programme yesterday. I was talking to the family of Patrick Murphy, talking to John, his son. Patrick is 99 and he's a resident, or nearly 99, and he's a resident of the Beaumont Residential Care, and they have pulled out of the Fair Deal scheme. They're part of Care Choice Group, and they pulled out of the Fair Deal scheme because they're just not getting the money it costs to support the Fair Deal scheme. For those of you who don't know, the Fair Deal scheme is a way that you can get financial support for a loved one who has to have nursing home care. It's devilishly complex to get approval. I'll come back to that, but it's there and it's generous, and if you can get approved for it, it covers rather a lot. But as Patrick Murphy and his family are finding out, it doesn't cover everything. So we were, as I said, talking about that yesterday, and the whole thing prompted a call from Paula. You have your own issues with regard to a nursing home. Paula, good morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, I have an elderly friend. He doesn't have any family. His wife died a long time ago,
yeah,
and he lives on his own. The gentleman is legally blind. He's had one kidney removed. He's had cancer. The house that he's living in is very damp, and his chest has suffered for it. So he has a nebulizer on most of the day, every day.
Right.
And he's relying on home help, neighbours and friends to take care of him and look after him.
Yeah.
So he made the decision last year that it was time that he would go into home because he felt a burden on people.
Yeah.
Applied to go into a nursing home in East Cork. He applied for long term, as in he thought at the time that he was going in, this was it, he was going into the nursing home and he's going to be looked after for the rest of his life.
Yeah. What age is he, Paula?
He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
The nursing home, very nice place, well looked after, and he after two weeks being in there, the lady said, "Your respite is up now, you can go home." And he didn't understand what she was saying because he presumed that he's going to be in there, that this was it.
Oh yeah, they gave him a respite bed. Yeah,
they gave him a respite, so they said they'd keep him for another week in order to get the paperwork and things stuff to go through to let him there,
yeah,
full time. But at the week came, a week came through, they didn't have the paperwork done, and they just let him go home. Now he's not great on his feet. He has arthritis. I mean, I could stay here now and list off the amount of health issues that he has.
Mm-hmm.
There should be actually something there with him 24 hours. Yeah.
You're struggling to get him into a place, yeah, now. Because he, yeah, needs to be in there full time.
He needs to be in there full time. He have a niece and a grandniece and his nephew that are like really doing their best. And neighbours, Jeannie. Neighbours really, really trying hard. But it's getting him more and more down because he feels obviously a burden on everybody. So last week I took the initiative to ring a TV in Milton Papagly.
Yeah.
And he contacted the nursing home and had a conversation with the manager there, and she said there is a bed available.
Right.
To ring his health nurse on Monday, organise the paperwork, and there's a bed available. And I was like, brilliant, that's excellent. Job done. The paperwork that needs to be filled out is by his doctor. It's just a referral to say that in his health now, he needs full-time care.
Yeah.
So I said, that's brilliant, just get a letter from the doctor. Rang, said, nursing home, and all of a sudden, there's no bed there.
Bed's gone.
And I said, but this was only last Friday, and you were aware that, like, we were putting in the paperwork for that bed. And she said, they're not like this.
In the meantime, the bed has been allocated to somebody else who probably had the paperwork there and then, yeah.
There and then, yeah. But we've been searching every other place as well, and there's nothing. Like, what do you do? I don't know. We don't know what to do. Hence me ringing you. I thought you were the last resort. Well, in the hope that somebody might come back and say, here's how you go about it, or this is what you have to do, or anything at all, because I'm stuck.
Yes.
In a place where he doesn't want people to be looking after him because he feels a burden, and he have no other choice but let people look after him because he's not in a state to look after himself.
And they had a bed, or thought he had a bed, and now the bed is gone.
No, she said.
Yeah.
TV publicly last week, last Friday.
There was a bed there. And no, there isn't.
There was a bed there that to ring on Monday.
Yeah.
And when his niece rang, there was no bed there.
Okay. I don't know what we can do from here, but you've at least aired the situation. I really hope something works out.
Maybe
there'll be another bed come up in
but
the same
place. I don't think he's not the only one
I'm sure he's not.
He's not the only one that is suffering at the time of the life when they should be looked after, and that's the way it should be, like.
I know. Paula, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for contacting us. We'll see what happens.
Thanks for listening to me.
My pleasure.
And if anybody out there has any advice or anything, I would gladly take it.
And they can contact us and we'll pass that advice on to you. Have a good
day. That's great. Thank you very much.
More than welcome, Paula, and my regards to your friend. Yeah, the Fair Deal Scheme, I'm not too sure if this gentleman would come under it. Maybe he would. But it's a system whereby you pay a certain amount towards the cost of your nursing home care and the HSE picks up the tab for the rest. You need to be approved for it, obviously, before you can get funding for a nursing home. Your care needs have to be assessed by the HSE, and your financial situation is also assessed to see how much you can pay towards the cost of your care. The HSE then pays the balance between what you pay and what the nursing home is charging. So let us say, as a roundabout figure, that the nursing home charges €1,000 a week and you're eligible to pay, we'll say, 200. Well, the HSE is to pick up the 800. That's after a very long and very arduous.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
approval proceedings. Sinn Féin TD Donacha O'Leary. Donacha, you are fielding calls from families very upset about this. It is a fiendishly complicated approval system, but once you get on it, it seems to work well. Good morning.
Yes, well, like, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's perfect either, PJ. Thanks for having me on. But I suppose it does offer people the ability to afford care that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford. We have had, though, in the last, since the news broke on Thursday or Friday last week, we've had well over a dozen residents or relatives of residents in contact with us. Really worried in lots of ways. The first thing to say, they have nothing but good things to say about the staff in Beaumont and how they were looked after. They're by and large very happy there with the care of the their relatives are receiving. But they're really, really worried now because they couldn't possibly afford the care except for the Fair Deal scheme.
Just to bring people up to speed that might have missed it, Donacha, I should have said this before I went over to you. Beaumont is pulling out of the Fair Deal scheme because they're saying it's no longer financially viable for them as a business.
Yeah, and there's about 73 residents in Beaumont who are, and the vast majority of them, if not all of them, are through the Fair Deal scheme. Certainly the vast majority of them. The Care Choice, their version of it is that the rate that they're looking for is already 29,000 lower per resident than what the HSE pays. Now, the HSE would have some different costs, but like what I'd be looking for, and I have written to the HSE both locally and nationally, and I've put down a number of dial questions, and I'm hoping, I'm putting down a debate for this evening and tomorrow. I'm hoping it gets picked that I can raise this with the minister. The HSE need to come back to the table. It would be unacceptable if these residents, a lot of whom are quite elderly, a lot of whom are quite vulnerable, several of whom have dementia, and a move like this would be unbelievably traumatic and would set them back. It would be unacceptable if they were forced to move or anything like that. So the HSE needs to come back to the table here, talk to Care Choice about Beaumont residential care. Look, there needs to be a bit of give and take and there needs to be a fair discussion, but come back to the table with a realistic offer that can ensure that these residents, that has to be priority number one, that these residents can be kept in what is their home at this point.
Care Choice is a very sizable organisation. Would there be a fear, do you think, Donacha, that if they go ahead with this, that it'll affect other branches of their group?
Look, I mean, you would have to be concerned about that. And I know that there has been a number of, not necessarily Care Choice, but a number of private residential care settings across the state that have closed in the last year or two because they found the costs difficult to bear. Look, I understand the HSE has to have a mind to I suppose, public money and making sure that that's spent fairly and that kind of stuff. But it does seem to me that they haven't taken adequate account of the way that costs have increased in terms of energy and everything like that over the last year or so. So, yeah, you would have to be worried that potentially this is, if it's an issue in Beaumont, then there's every possibility that it's going to be an issue in other nursing homes. So, look, in particular in relation to Beaumont, my hope would be that they come back to the table, they have a reasonable discussion, they put a reasonable offer on the table and we can get an agreement. I know that there has been a lot of back and forth, but I think Care Choice have been frustrated by the engagement so far. But look, we can't have dozens of elderly people now being forced out of their nursing home. As I say, many of them very vulnerable, many of them very elderly, and several of them with dementia. Like, it would be completely unacceptable. Like, we need to make sure these people are looked after.
It's very distressing. Many of them, like you say, the ones with dementia, it would be very distressing for them. For Patrick, who is still quite accomplishmentist, according to his son, who I chatted with yesterday, it would be very distressing because he simply isn't able to mind himself at home. It's not possible for him. So for all those people, these are very worrying times, and for their families, these are very worrying. I mean, it's a massive decision to put a loved one into a care home anyway.
It is, and there'll be some people will be trying to have the discussion, God, is there any way that we can afford it ourselves without Fair Deal? And they'll be looking at their finances and potentially thinking of making sacrifices in other parts of their lives to try and keep their loved ones there. and some will try, and they will find that no, that's not doable. So there's very difficult choices that are being put on the table now, and it's like, it really is like, you know, as I say, the fair deal isn't perfect, but if you have made the decision with your loved ones to find a nursing home place, there is a security there. There is a peace of mind there that they will be looked after and that they have a secure place. To have that whipped from under you is very, very scary. So, I hope that this can be resolved. It really is the kind of thing that would keep you up at night if your loved ones were there.
Indeed.
And if you didn't have exactly in relation to Mr. Murphy. If you didn't have confidence in terms of a solution here, it really is incumbent on the HSE and Care Choice, and they need to work out a compromise here and a fair resolution. But this cannot be allowed to escalate and continue. This needs to be seen off at the pass.
I imagine it is not the case. In fact, I'd be very confident it's not the case, Donoghue, that anyone like Patrick Murphy or anyone like him is going to find themselves outside in the driveway with their bags and baggage any day soon. But time is running out.
Yes, time is running out. And look, I know that, you know, nothing is going to happen overnight. And obviously, you know, there will be some space for families to try and figure things out and alternatives. And I expect that Care Choice still hope that the HSE will come forward with an improved offer that is maybe more sustainable, as they would say.
Well, they seem to have made that money available to other places. Like John Murphy was quoting St Finbar's, that the money they're giving to St Finbar's is higher and was increased more than they're willing to give to Care Choice. That's not exactly fair.
No, and I suppose that point has been made that, the ones that the HSE are directly involved in themselves would receive significantly more per resident, tens of thousands more per resident in some instances. The cost basis is a bit different there, and I suppose there are a number of explanations potentially for that to some extent, but not to the extent of the disparity that exists there now. And clearly, I think we need to, I think as a policy issue across the board, right, not just in terms of Beaumont, but I think we need to be looking at the rates in terms of wages and in terms of subsidy for the nursing homes generally. What can actually achieve proper sustainability that these can operate in a sustainable way? So, I'm going to be using every avenue I can to raise this. And
when will you know if you're getting the opportunity to raise it in the House?
I suppose there's these kind of lottery debates every day. I will probably know at 3 or 4 o'clock whether I can get it tonight or tomorrow. And then if I'm not successful, then I'll submit it for next week again. So whatever, but there are other avenues, and I will, as you know, it's just as simple as just picking a time and getting up and speaking, but I will find whatever avenue I can to try and raise this, because there is an urgency to this. I have written to the HSE. I can be back in contact with you, PJ, if you wish, if I get a response from them.
Do please.
I will certainly,
If they come back to you.
We need a solution here. I think, look, nobody wants to see families worried and up all night. Nobody wants to see elderly people forced out of their nursing homes. What we need here is everyone to come to the table, find a solution that works, and we can move on from this crisis. But time is limited. Is limited, and everyone needs to come back to the table.
Okay, let's see where it goes. Thank you. That's Donoghue O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central.
Cork's 96 FM.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.